This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheem Morris joining us here in the Ticketmaster Studios, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. So, were you guys mad at halftime? Because I was a little mad at halftime. I felt like we should have been up more. I was like, well, were you guys upset?
No. So, I can't say you guys. It was people mad. There were people mad about certain things. Okay. But for me, no. It's more about poise at that moment. So, like, when you go in at halftime, like, this league, this is a tough league. Like, it's very hard to win in, right? So, what you were mad at, upset about, that you didn't finish the half the right way. Because realistically, with that second quarter, it was going exactly how you would like it to go and what you want to happen. And then you give them the ball back with no timeout. You got to get a stop going to the halftime, come out, have the ball, and then put yourself right in position to go out and close the game out. But we gave them life. We gave them a little bit of a resuscitation at the end of the half, let them go down there and score. When you had a chance, really 9 out of 10 times where you could see Clark pick that ball off, and we did not, right? And we had other opportunities within that drive. So, like, for me, it was less about anger. It was more about regaining the guy's poise, right? Because sometimes when you're a football team and you're learning how to win, you have to figure out how to close those moments. And that was one of the moments we failed at, and that was one of the first times we failed at this year, in a closing moment, you know what I mean? Because we've had the Tampa game, we've had New Orleans, we've had Philly, we've had all these moments where we've closed it and felt what it felt like and felt that exuberation of joy from a fan standpoint, from a coach standpoint, that when I got into the locker room, I knew that was a great time for poise.
Right. Yeah, and the big difference, 22-10, if you don't give up that that scoring drive. And Coach Ra's with us. The you know, the edge rush, and I know that we've checked all the boxes. Like, what's up with Cousins? He looks fine. Where's up with Pitts? Pitts is a bigger part of the offense. And now we're harping on the edge rush. Let me ask you this. We saw Ebba Cady get 6 sacks last year. Does he fit Jimmy? Is it things he needs to do differently, or how Jimmy likes using him? Because we love what we got with Judon, but where are we not getting, I guess, the other bookend to come and get the quarterback?
Well, I actually stole a sack from Ebba Cady this week. You know, he actually had a sack on the 2nd and 10. The guy walked out of bounds, and he touched him. I took the penalty. Didn't know it was a sack at the time. Ended up being 2nd and 20, which is the smart thing to do, but then you go back, you're like, oh! I took a sack from him. So AK has actually been one of our better pass rushers this year, and what he's been able to do, and he's been kind of playing sparingly, and he's got more and more play time as we go, to now he's one of the lead dog guys to go out there with Matthew Judon and try to get after the quarterback, especially pass rush situation. So we got to get more opportunities for him to do that. You know, and last game we had, I believe it was 13 hits. I think this is a PFF grade, but, you know, I forget the exact number right now because we're almost a week removed. But we had 13 hits. We had 3 hits on it. We had 13. We had 3 hits on a quarterback and 13 rushes and hurries, or whatever you want to call it. So we actually did a better job of rushing the passer. We just didn't finish it, right? We fell off one for a 20-yard scramble. I took away a sack with the 2nd and 10, taking a penalty to making it 2nd and 20, which I didn't know at the time. And then actually we hit the quarterback a couple other times, and we couldn't get him to the ground. And we got to finish those deals off in order to become a really good pass rush. And, like, hey, man, like, I'm all about that. That's going to be a focus point. And, like, you got to embrace talking about it, especially in these moments with you guys, because, like, I've done nothing but tell you guys the truth, right? We got to get better in that area. That's something that we got to focus on. AK's got to be more of a focal part of that, and we got to go out there and get those things done.
Yeah, the good part is we continue to win, and we're finding ways to get it done. The 2 turnovers were huge. Clark and AJ, I mean, all those things play a role. Coach Ra, today you were talking about, and I'm curious to know, I guess, why we're discussing changing London's designation with Drake, and I'm like, that's how it was explained to me. But what are we talking about here with Drake London?
What do you mean, changing his destination?
Well, I guess for the X, the Z, the Y, we use Drake in so many different ways. Is there something new here?
Well, with our offense, we can move around just about anywhere we want to move him, right? And, like, within the structure of the offense, let's call him a Z.
Okay.
Okay. Right? So he's our Z. Like, he had, when he got here, I think he was starting off playing X in the other offense that he played in with Arthur Smith. He was playing the X. We got here immediately and put him at Z. We wanted to be our Z. We wanted to have that Puka Nacua, you know, that Cooper Kupp, that interchangeable piece type of deal that you can do with them. And he's playing a lot more for us inside, what some people would call as an F. So we're moving around, making them a focal point, making it harder for defense to key on them. And we're doing that with all our guys. And when you have a guy you want to do that with, it puts pressure on the other guys. And luckily, we got a smart guy in Mooney, a smart guy in Ray-Ray, obviously a smart guy in Cordero coming in, being they play all three. And those guys can move around and do different things for us. And I was trying to explain, we were talking about it, you know, from coaching staff. You get in there, you really give these guys grade, and you're like talking, like, hey, man, if we can just get a little bit more out of from Drake in this area. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, he's at the focal point of the run game a lot of the time.
Great run blocker.
He's 1, 2, 3.
Right. It's true.
Somewhere in that, when we talk about the passing downs.
Right.
So, you know, for him, like, sometimes more could be less. You know, and, like, it's like finding ways to get more out of him. But maybe for us a little bit, it's like, hey, what can we take off his plate a little bit so we can get more in this area? But, again, he's a great player. You want to clone those guys, right? And we got a bunch of guys like that. And I'm just happy to have interchangeable pieces like that.
Coach Ra is with us here, guys, live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. And we said to start the season, just like when you were a rookie coach in Tampa, there's a learning curve for everybody. I just think as a fan, to watch the points go up every week, and it seems like Zach Robinson, he's talked about it. He goes, oh, I got all sorts of plays I want to dial up. Just need more, obviously get more reps to get it going. How satisfied are you with the evolution of the offense?
I don't even want to call it an evolution, right? I just think every single week you got to have a growth mindset. And it's like just same thing we talked about with the pass rush. I think you come in and you improve certain things that you want to improve every single week. From the first week, it was protection. Right, TJ came in, like, got after us, and they had a nice pass rush, and they were on the cadence and wanted to fix protection, number one. Next was, you know, what it was third down at one point we talked about, and it's the growth mindset of getting those things together. And I think when you do those things, you got to add on. You can't fall off while you're fixing something else. So it's like the addition of the growth mindset that the whole team has, the offense has, the defense has, in order to get better and better every single week. And no different than the defense, right? The growth mindset of what we have in second halves of defenses right now, to close out games, to be finishers, make that a part of their identity, you have to say that, it's been outstanding, and it's like something that I love.
Yeah, listen, we're getting off the field and we need to. There's no doubt. I know that the sacks are a concern for a lot of fans, and that's going to come. Coach Raheem Morris, brought to you by MD Anderson, University of Texas Cancer Center. Coach Ra, as we talk about ways to win, right, we ran the ball down their throat last week. Week before, we saw our quarterback throw for 500 yards. You've been on Super Bowl teams. You've been around Super Bowl caliber teams. Where is this team right now when you look at the makeup and the versatility of what we've seen through 6 weeks? By no means am I going to say we're a Super Bowl team, but you've been around those kind of teams. What are you seeing with us?
We're in a good place. You know, you're 4-2. You're tied for leading the division. You got the tiebreaker right now to put you on top. And you got to keep winning because you can control your own destiny. Right. The thing about this league is the only thing you can ask for, especially this early in the season, is to have the pen. And we got the pen, so we can write the story. So, like, that's the things you want for the hard part in this league is when you're chasing. Right. And right now we got the pen and we got to continue to write our story. Right. But the only way you can do that is go through your process, go to practice, get to the games, find ways to win and continue that growth mindset that we're talking about. So, like, that's where we're at. Right. If you start thinking about things that are out of your control or out of your grasp at this moment, you lose sight on what's the most important thing. And the most important thing is this Sunday.
The next matchup is Seattle. And we know that, you know, Geno's had a great resurgence out there. And we see that certainly you got to find a way to try to keep him from moving around too much. Yeah. But again, I'm not going to bore you with the stats. You probably know it already. But it looks like we may have some success running the ball against those guys. Just based on what the numbers say.
You know, again, every week's a different deal. You know, like their coaches are saying the same thing. Right. They're having a growth mindset in their run game and what they're going to do and how they're going to stop us. They had the extra days come up for Thursday night game. And, you know, we got to go out there and prepare to exploit what we can. And we got to go out there and prepare what we can take advantage of when they give it to us. And then sometimes you got to take what they give you. And that's what we've done the last couple of weeks, have been taking what people have given us. And it's worked out well for us.
You've coached wide receivers. You've coached great wide receivers. Metcalf's a big dude. How do we try to defend him? I know teams are doing different things, but just his physical stature allows him to do some different things on the field, right?
You know, I'm really excited about that matchup with him and AJ and watching those guys go out there and compete. Like, that, AJ has one of the toughest jobs on the team every single week, right? You go out
right
first week of the season, you got Pickens. Next week of the season, you got this guy. Then you got Deontay Johnson last week. And you're going to go out there and you're going to match that guy up with those guys that we know how much money they make.
Right.
Right.
Every single week. And they don't make that money by mistake. They make it because they earn it, and he has to go out there and play. And they're going to make catches. They're going to have receptions, and you got to keep fighting. And the one thing we know about AJ, he's a fighter. He's going to go out there no matter what and keep going. And no better example than what he did last week, right? Standing in the fight, covering Deontay, and then at the end, boom, steps in front of the last minute and gets a pick.
I know one thing about Metcalf, because I know this drives coaches crazy. Players hate when we talk fantasy football. Carl, he does fumble a lot. And I know because we've got some safeties that love to
strip him.
It plays in some of the things we like to do. And again, seeing A.J. Terrell and seeing Clark Phillips get some turnovers, and we've been waiting to see, literally waiting years to see A.J. get a pick, that's got to make you feel good, too.
No, it is awesome. You know, but like, you know, the reason he has the fumbles, obviously he plays hard. And
right. He plays Driving with the extra yard.
He plays with extra effort, and he plays that way, and that's how he's always been. And, like, it's our job to still go try to force those turnovers on everybody, not just one man, but, like, as many as we can get to get the ball back to our offense to create short fields.
What about the run defense? I know, and I guess if we were to ask you, what are our concerns as Falcon fans? Is it finishing, which you've talked about, and maybe better run defense? Are those two things that we could focus on, or at least say, hey, those are things that we feel like we need to improve on?
So how many yards did he get last week, about?
Well, Hubbard had 92, but yes, they ran for 114.
So they had the 92 yards with Hubbard, and they really got a lot of it in the second half when they were moving the ball down the field, and we held up and held them to three.
Right.
Right. We got better in our run defense just by holding them off and stopping some of those things. We let a couple out leaky yardage there late, and we got to eliminate those. The 20-yard scramble can't happen. And if that doesn't happen, we're not at the 100 mark. We're somewhere in the 90s, and you're feeling better about the improvement of what you're doing every single week. So every single week, we've improved in those things. Our off-the-linebacker play, Nate Landman coming back, all of those type of things up front. We're able to do some different things in how we want to play and how we want to not give away some gaps and be more gap sound, some of those things. So those are all part of the growth mindset. So I feel really good about where we're going and what we can do to improve that as well.
I know when we talk about the defense, we already covered, like, after the quarterback, the blitz thing. Is that just basically through feel, or do you design a game plan going into the week where we're going to be a little more blitz-centric this game?
Well, you know, it just depends on the game. We've had games out there where we were way more blitz-centric, to steal your word. And then there's been other games where, like last week, we kind of set back and we made them go the long way. And that was kind of the philosophy last week and what we did, particularly later in the down. Opened up a couple more run gaps for you to do it when you're playing with two high safeties. But, you know, hey, you got to go find ways to win each week, and our guys are doing that.
Raheem Morris with this guy's weekly visit with head coach Raheem Morris with the Atlanta Falcons. Coach, any plans with Terry and this team to look to improve edge rush? We've seen teams last couple of days make moves. There seems to be more action around the league than in years past where teams are making trades. But for you and Terry, the front office, are you looking to improve the edge rush?
I think Terry is as crazy as you guys know. So he's constantly devouring rosters, constantly looking to improve, constantly looking to do things. So nothing would shock me when it comes to Terry, Ryan Pace, Kyle Smith, and those guys getting together and figuring out something else and making moves. We were talking about this, you know, in the beginning of the season. Matthew Judon showed up, Justin Simmons showed up, because they're obsessed. And when you're obsessed with football and getting better and doing the right things, that's an awesome quality to have in the business. So nothing would shock me.
Right.
And my job, obviously, right now is to find ways to win football games. And then to field questions when they come, or field phone calls, so to speak, when they come, and talk about it and explore. And obviously, our guys, I got the utmost confidence in those guys.
So, real quick follow-up. So they would bring you the information, not you necessarily pressing them for it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to go out looking for it. My job right now is locked and loaded, ready to go. You know, I don't have time to talk to different GMs. And
yeah, I know you got to get back to work. But just as a follow-up, we had high hopes just from practice. Just from a fan standpoint, it looked like Braylon Trice was going to be something special.
Sure.
It will be something special.
Sure.
Did you feel that at camp this year, that maybe he was going to be a bigger contributor and would be doing some of the things you need right now?
I was excited. I kind of alluded to it last week when I talked about that interior people taking a little bit longer. And Trice was more ready-made, probably more ready-made to go right away. And obviously, he got the unfortunate injury. And it's great to have him back in the building and training and doing all things he's doing with us right now. But I really look forward to him getting back and being a contributor for us.
Coach, what do we need to do to get a dub on Sunday? I mean, listen, third downs were a concern. They're not, right? They weren't. We're moving the ball in various ways. Run game was off the hook. We got turnovers. These are things that are building. We've done this the last few weeks. What do we need to do against Seattle?
You know, for us, you got to go out there and stop the run. They got a really good running back in Kenneth Walker. Got a lot of respect for him. They got Charbonnet out there as well. And we can't let them get that run game established, right? And that's what you got to go out there and stop. These guys have moved the ball in tempo and got to control their tempo. They got on the ball, getting the calls from the sideline, like you kind of seen in college ball with Ryan Grubbs, moving a bunch of yardage, right? So we got to go out there and limit those things. We got to continue to get turnovers. On offense, we got to go out there and continue to move the chains on third down, keep those guys off the field, win the time of possession game, which we've done the last couple of weeks, and find a way to win. And then, like, on special teams, we've been opportunistic, and, like, it's been fun to watch our special teams go out there and play because they're exciting, you know. Blocking a punt or whatever you call it when it tips and goes that way.
Right.
That's a block punt in my book, but
yeah,
whatever you want to call that, it's like those guys have been exciting. I mean, we got a touchdown. We got two touchdowns on special teams. We have block kicks. We have, you know, forced missed kicks. We got a bunch of exciting things on special teams, so it's fun to watch those guys play.
All right, Coach. We appreciate it. And by the way, for those, we told our listeners, because you mentioned it, Michael Penix is helping us prepare for this week.
It's a secret sauce.
Because he's familiar with their OC.
He changed the card today on his own. He just looked at us on the card team and said, that is not it. This is how this goes.
Awesome. Right, well, good luck. Let's go get another one, guys. It's three in a row for our Falcons. Three division wins. We got to get Seattle on Sunday. All right? Coach, thanks so much.